That's out.
Let's open up in a word of prayer. God, Lord, we do thank you again for this beautiful morning.
是我们感谢你这美好的早清晨。
And we do thank you for this opportunity where we can study your word together.
我们也感谢我们能够一起来学习你的话语。
Lord, we pray that you speak through me and may my words be yours.
主，求你跟我们说话， 让你的话就是我们的话。
Pray that you anoint and bless this time.
求你再保守我们的聚会。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣的名我们祷告。
Today our passage is going to be on John chapter 4.
我们今天要看约翰福音第四章。
And so we will turn from there and Eric here will graciously read it in Mandarin for us.
我们一起打开约翰福音第四章，我来读第一节到第二十六节。约翰福音第四章第一节，主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗比约翰还多。 他就离了犹大，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚，于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井，耶稣因走路贫乏，就坐在井边，那时约有午正，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对他说，请你给我水喝，那时门徒进城买食物去了。 撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。”耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，他必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。”妇人说：“先生没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？” 我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，我自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的还要再喝，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。”妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。” 耶稣说：“你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。”妇人说：“我没有丈夫。”耶稣说：“你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。”妇人说：“先生，我看出你是先知，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。”耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我，时候将到。” 你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。这时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的，必须用心灵诚实拜他。妇人说：“我知道弥赛亚要来。” 他来了，必将一切的事都告诉我们。耶稣说：“这和你说话的就是他。”我们再看第39节到42节。那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下。他便在那里住了两天。 因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了，便对妇人说：“现在我们信，不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。”
What I love about this book is that John always seems to make Jesus so relatable.
我很喜欢约翰福音，因为他让耶稣非常的活灵活现。
As we see in the first few chapters of John, Jesus interacts with a royal official.
我们看到在 约翰福音第二章，耶稣跟犹太人的官法利赛人有一个论重生的问话。A
Pharisee by the name of Nicodemus.
这个叫做法利赛人叫尼哥底母。And
here we see Jesus converses with a woman.
这里耶稣跟一个妇人对话。John
creates an image of God in a way we can readily assess to an almighty and all-powerful, all-holy and all-gracious God.
约翰写把神的全能、圣洁和公义的神写的在这个里头，我们可以跟他相连。
So here in chapter 4, our text for today, there's so much that we can learn to gather.
所以今天的章节我们可以学到很多的东西。
My parents are farmers.
我的父母是农人。
Their land is kind of like their golden goose in which it lays its golden egg.
这个土地是他们依赖谋生的工具。
Every season, we would plow and we would sow and we would reap.
每一个季节我们要整地，我们要耕种，我们要收割。
The following season, we do the exact same thing. We sow, we plow, we plow, we sow, and we reap.
下一年我们还是做一样的事情。
And we keep doing that, using land over and over and over again.
我们用这个土地不断的谋生。
And we will still benefit from it.
我们土地一样给我们很多的生产。
That's what this chapter is like for me.
就像约翰福音这个第四章一样。
I can keep reading it over and over and over again, and I can still reap a different teaching from the exact same words.
我每次读这第四章，我都可以看到新的亮光。
And so we find here, we are told that Jesus had to go through Samaria.
第四章说，耶稣必须要经过撒玛利亚。
I had to take 3 years of Greek in college and seminary.
我在神学院读了三年的希腊文。
And in fact, I don't usually tell people this, but I was the top of my class in Greek, and I won an outstanding award for it.
我不大喜欢告诉别人这件事情。我在希腊文的时候，我得到班上最高分，还得到奖。
But now I don't remember anything.
但是我现在什么都不记得。
It's kind of unfortunate, sad, but anyhow, we read in Greek here.
这让我觉得很难过，也很伤心。
But as we read in Greek here, we find out there's something unique about the book of John.
但是我们从希腊文里头看到约翰福音有很特别的地方。
In the Greek, the word un is with a definite article before. It's usually significant.
这个在希腊文里头一个 un, O-U-N 这个字，如果有定冠词在前面，是一个非常特别的字。
But it's frequently left out when it's translated.
但是在翻译成英文以后，通常被这个意思被忽略。
But the word exists throughout the book of John.
但这个字在约翰福音里头用了很多次。
And most translations would translate it as therefore.
很多的翻译就说是因为。
But as I would translate it, I would call it, you know, it would be something like it is intended.
我会把它翻译成这是神的旨意。
And that word itself brings an element of a divine hand orchestrating events and circumstances to happen for the glory of God.
这个 on 的这个字，有神的计划跟神的旨意在里面。
And so it is the same with verse 4 in this chapter.
在第四章里头也是一样。
The NIV translates the word as had.
NIV 的翻译说是它必须。
But the Greek would say it was necessary.
在希腊文里头，他说他一定必须要。
It was necessary for Jesus to go through Samaria.
耶稣一定要经过撒玛利亚。
Jesus had a reason to go through Samaria.
耶稣有一个目的经过撒玛利亚。
It was purposed and destined that Jesus had to go through Samaria.
还有他绝对的目的，还有神的旨意要他经过撒玛利亚。
Jesus had a divine appointment to attend to.
耶稣有一个神的 appointment， 也神的跟他定的一个计划。
And so Jesus went because he had to.
所以耶稣就很顺服的去了。
Because it was necessary.
因为那是绝对必须的。
But why was it necessary?
为什么是必须的呢?
What's so important about it?
有什么特别的事情在撒玛利亚发生吗?
Why did Jesus have to go through Samaria, a country of despised, rejected half-breeds?
为什么耶稣要去一个受人藐视、受人厌弃的一个撒玛利亚这个地方呢?
Here's a short lesson, history lesson for those who don't know much about the Samaritans and their relationship with the Jews.
让我们来看看撒玛利亚跟犹太人的关系。
Samaria used to be a country of Israel.
撒玛利亚原来是以色列的一部分。
When Israel used to be a nation.
以色列原来是一个国家。
But in 722 BC.
在西元前722年的时候。
It was sacked, it was pillaged, it was conquered by the Assyrians.
它被亚述人击杀、抢夺，而且征服。
Israel had fallen, but Judah, the country was still intact.
以色列亡国了，但是南国还是犹大还是在。
Judah later was sacked also and pillaged and brought into exile by the Babylonians around 686 BC.
在686年，南国也被巴比伦人亡。
But what the Assyrians did was that they didn't kill off the Jews.
但亚述人并没有把犹太人都杀光。
Instead, they thought of the next best thing, and that was to breed them out.
他们觉得最好的事就是跟他们通婚。
They took wives for themselves.
他们跟犹太人结婚。
They did cross-cultural marriage.
他们想要在通婚中间来混合他们的文化。
And because of that, the Jews frowned upon that and thought of the Samaritans as unclean.
是因为是这样子，所以犹太人看不起撒玛利亚人，觉得他们是不纯的血统。
The northern kingdom, this country right here, also adopted and adulterated themselves with the Assyrians' gods and their worship and style and the practices of that.
北国人呢也掺杂了亚述人的敬拜方式，掺杂了亚述人的神在他们的生活方式里头。
They have been labeled by the Jews, the purebred Jews, as half-breeds.
他们被纯种的有纯正的犹太人觉得这些是不纯的血统。
They were looked down upon, despised and rejected.
他们轻视他，他们也藐视他们。
Any Jew in the right mind would never talk to or associate themselves with a Samaritan.
任何一个犹太人，他们不会去跟撒玛利亚人讲话。
The Jews hated the Samaritans.
因为犹太人讨厌撒玛利亚人。
And always thought of themselves better than they were.
他们犹太人总觉得他们比撒玛利亚人好。
And that is their relationship.
这就是他们之间的关系。
Now here's something new that I've learned while reading this passage.
我从这一段经文里头得到一些新的概念。
Jesus had to go through Samaria. He had to go through Samaria to break down cultural barriers.
耶稣必须去撒玛利亚，因为他要打破这文化的差异。
I think that's just remarkable.
我觉得这个实在太神奇。
Jesus wanted to shatter the image that we may be better than another culture.
耶稣要我们打破这个我们比别的文化好的观念。
Better than another race.
我们也许比别的种族好。
Better than another ethnicity.
或者比别的族群好。
Jesus came to and for not just his people, the Jews, but also for the broken.
耶稣不但是为了犹太人而来，他也为了心灵破碎的人。
For the outcasts,
失丧的人。
The rejected,
被厌弃的人。
And the despised,
被藐视的人。
He came to those the Jews hated.
他耶稣来也为了犹太人厌恶的人来。
About a decade ago,
大概十年以前
I went to college.
我去神学院。
I stepped out of the comfort and the diversity and the privilege area of the Bay Area.
我离开了这个很多元化的湾区。
Now, if you don't know, the Bay Area is very fortunate to be so diverse.
我想你们都知道，湾区是在文化上是非常多元化。
My college was a small Christian college up north in Redding, California.
我去的神学院在加州北部一个 Redding 的地方。
It was predominantly Caucasian.
主要都是白种人。
It was a completely different environment for me.
对我来讲是一个完全新的环境。
Our school had enough Asians that I can count with my fingers.
在这个学校以后的亚洲人，我两只手就可以算出来。
It was a cultural shock.
对我来讲是一个很大的冲击。
In fact, I hated it so much that I came home crying the first weekend.
事实上我非常的不喜欢。
And I couldn't imagine going back there again, especially for 4 years.
我回家第一个周末回家，我哭了半天，我也不想再回去在那边待四年。
And so the first weekend, I literally sat in my room, I took out my agenda for schedule for the 4 years, and I marked every single day that I was going to be there.
所以我第一个礼拜我就在我房间里头把我四年的课程拿打开，我一天一天把它画下来，我还有多少天要在这里。
Eventually got over it.
后来我就适应了。
But it was so hard, right? I mean, to be in a place where I felt inferior and so out of place and seen as a minority.
但是这个经验告诉我是非常的困难。如果我觉得我不适应，或者我觉得我比人家差。
I stuck out like a sore thumb to people there.
我一个亚洲人在白种人之间很明显的看出来。
But were the people racist?
但是这些人真的是种族歧视吗？
Now, I don't know if they were, but at certain times I would feel like I was treated without equality.
我不确定他们有种族歧视，但是有的时候我会觉得我被不公平的对待。
And that was my first time having to deal with some sort of racism.
这是我这一生第一次跟种族歧视经历种族歧视。
It was also around the same time that I started hearing people say that racism is still out there in the 20th century.
大概在同那个时候，我也听到说，在美国在二十世纪还有种族歧视的事情发生。
People were still being treated differently by the color of their skin.
不同肤色 的人还是被不同的对待。
In America.
在美国。
I had a youth that went to military school.
我有一个青年人在我的团契以后，他去军校。
And he shared with me how people treated him differently because he was Chinese.
他跟我分享他在军校以后，因为他中国人，人家对他有什么不一样。
They would call him racist names.
他们会叫他种族歧视的名字。
And he would feel so out of place.
他觉得他真的很不适应。
And for school, I had to do a lot of reading.
在学校里我读了很多书。
And I read in certain areas of America.
我也看了在美国在种族歧视的历史。
People still had a sense of superiority, and minorities should be treated as second-class citizens.
很多人还有这种优越感，觉得所有的少数民族应该被当次等公民对待。
Now I don't know how that makes you feel.
我不知道你们觉得这个是怎么样。
But at the same time, I feel some of us might be like that.
但是我觉得好像有些就是这样子。
I know that because I'm Asian and I'm Chinese.
你知道我是一个在越南的中国人。
And some of us feel like we have a sense of entitlement to certain things.
我们觉得我们是中国人，我们就应该得到某些东西。
We pride ourselves in our ethnicity in comparisons to other Asians.
我们是中国人，我们看不起其他的亚洲的族群。
I know some Chinese Christians who still cannot forgive the Japanese for what they did at Manchuria.
我知道很多基督徒，中国人的基督徒还是不能原谅日本人侵略中国人的历史。
My parents who are Chinese lived in Vietnam.
我的父母是在越南的中国人。
And they hated the Vietnamese.
他非常不喜欢越南人。
They're not Christians, by the way, but that doesn't really excuse them.
他们不是基督徒，但是并不给他们也不能讲歧视越南人。
But I always hear them talking how badly they were.
他们老是讲越南人多不好。
And how the Vietnamese cannot be trusted and such.
不能信任这些越南人。
The same with the Mexicans.
我们对墨西哥人。
The African Americans.
对黑人，我们也是这样。
And every ethnicity out there.
每一个不同的族群。
If they're not Chinese, you cannot trust them.
如果他不是中国人，我们就不能信任他。
And so for me, being raised the way I am,
我是这样在环境里头，在这个环境里头长大。
With this Asian mentality that we're superior of being Chinese.
这个在亚洲人、中国人，在亚洲人里面，中国人是最好的这个观念。
It makes it sometimes hard for us to relate with other races and minority ethnicities.
可能会对我们将来跟看到别的族群的时候，我们会比较难接受他们。
Because we have all these misconceptions and stereotypes of them.
因为我们有很多的这个错误的观念，还有我们很把他们当作已经有一个定见在里头。
But Jesus doesn't care about that.
但是耶稣并不在乎。
He walked through the country of Samaria, the land in whom the Jews rejected.
他去撒玛利亚，这个犹太人都不要去的地方。
In order to show us that race doesn't matter.
他的目的是要告诉我们说，种族并没有关系。
That we are no better than the person with dark skin or light skin.
我们比不同肤色的人并没有任何的优越。
That we are not better than the country next to us.
我们不比我们的邻国的人有什么好。
Or the politics of how we practice or what we hold.
我们的社会政治制度也不见得比别的国家都好。
All that matters is relationship.
重要的是我们如何跟他们建立关系。
Jesus is hinting to us rather loudly here.
耶稣告诉我们
，Don't let the misconceptions bind us down and prevent us from reaching out to others.
不要让这些偏见捆绑了我们，所以我们不能跟别人有交通的关系。
That's what Jesus is saying about that.
这是耶稣的信息。
And one of the reasons why he had to go through Samaria.
耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚的一个原因。
So that he can make that emphatic point.
他可以把这个强调这个观点。
And hoping that we would understand it.
让我们能够了解。
That we would get it.
所以我们明白。
And that we'd practice it.
所以我们能够行得出来。
The next thing that caught my attention was the astounding yet controversial fact that Jesus was talking to a woman.
另外一件事让我在这个章经节里头看到的是耶稣跟一个妇人讲话。
Most of us know that women were considered second-rate, second-class citizens.
大家都晓得，很多社会里头，女人被当作次等公民对待。
In society, a social hierarchy here, they are not equal with men.
在这个社会的结构里头，女人跟男人是不平等。
Amongst other things, women were not allowed to talk to any man in a public setting.
常常很多社会里头，女人不能跟任何男人讲话。
Unless that man is her husband.
除非是她的丈夫。
A very, very close friend of the family.
或者是很家里很亲近的朋友。
Or is someone related.
或者是他的亲戚。
But here we see a recognized rabbi.
但是我们今天看到一个受人尊敬的犹太教师。
A teacher of the law.
一个律法的老师。
A holy man who's revered by some.
一个受到尊敬很圣洁的人。
Talking.
他跟着妇人。
Interacting.
他交通。
Debating.
辩论。
And socializing with a woman.
跟这个妇人在讲话。
What's more is that Jesus is the one who initiated it.
更不可思议的是，耶稣是开始跟他讲话的人。
The woman knew her bounds.
这个妇人知道她能做什么。
She knew what the social construct that was placed to tie us down was.
她知道当时社会的规矩是什么。
And she didn't break it.
他们并没有逾越这个规矩。
She was the prisoner of societal norms.
她是这个社会制度的一个的受害者。
Instead, Jesus broke it.
但是耶稣把这个边界打破。
The traditions and the laws.
这个传统跟我们的律法。
By talking to this woman, Jesus broke so many rules that anyone would have the right to wonder and to question.
耶稣这个妇人讲话，他打破了当时社会上很多的制度跟律法。
How can such a revered rabbi not understand what he's doing?
很多人会奇怪，这么一个受尊敬的人，为什么他会做这个事情？
First, the woman was a Samaritan.
第一，她是一个撒玛利亚人。
Strike one.
第一个好球。
Second, the woman, well, she's a woman.
第二。她就是因为她是女人。
Strike two.
第二个好球。
Women who only talk in public are usually known as a loose woman or a prostitute.
在女人如果在随便跟人家讲话，在那个时候常常被认为是一个很随便，或者是随便的女人，或者是一个娼妓。
That's another strike against Jesus.
这个是第三个好球。
That's three strikes.
这是三个好球。
But the list goes on.
但是还有很多别的原因。
He talks with her about theology and worship.
他跟这个妇人谈的是神学跟敬拜。
A mere woman talking, discussing the things about God.
这当时的女人通常不会谈论这些事情。
Jesus is a human man.
神是一个人。
God himself.
他也是一个神。
Would deign himself to have a holy conversation with a woman. It's totally and utterly and absolutely unheard of.
他跟一个没有社会地位的妇人，他去跟他对话，在那个时候是不可思议的。
Yet Jesus converses with her.
但是耶稣跟她讲话。
He doesn't belittle her.
他并不看轻她。
He doesn't shun her away.
他并不把她赶走。
He doesn't reject her.
他并不厌弃她。
He engages with her.
他跟她讲话。
He interacts with her.
他跟她交通。
He debates with her.
他跟她辩论。
And although Jesus hears her out, he calmly and gently corrects her.
而且耶稣听她的话，也跟她很安静的，很温柔的跟他讲话。
Whether we know it or not, our society shapes and molds us into a certain fold.
不管我们有没有感觉到，但是我们受到这个社会的影响很多。
And humans are somewhat fickle and malleable.
人是非常善变，而且是非常可以塑造的。
And growing up in society, we are inculcated with prejudices.
我们在这社会里面，我们常常有很多的偏见。
We easily become critical and judgmental toward people.
我们常常会变成喜欢批评，很喜欢论断别人的人。
If a person is homeless, we would treat them or we would label them as lazy.
我们在街上看到游民，我们觉得他们懒惰。
When a person is rich and well-dressed, we automatically treat them nicely and nicer.
我们看到富人或者是穿着得很体面的人，我们就对他很好。
We're easily shaped by our society and the views they offer us.
我们被这个社会的制度跟观念改变，造成了很多我们偏见。
About 50 so years ago,
大概五十多年前，
women were still seen to be in the house and to be submissive.
女人是要求在家里，而是要顺服的。
They weren't seen as intelligent or physically able to work.
他们没有足够的智慧，没有足够的能力出去外头工作。
Sexism played a huge role in biblical times, and it still does.
性别的歧视不但在圣经的时代，跟在今天一直都存在。
And I still hear a woman getting paid less than a man for the exact same position or workload simply because she's a woman.
在今天的社会，女人还是比男人，如果是同样的工作，他们比男人得到的工资还是少。
I don't know how it is in most churches or even in this church.
我不知道说大部分的教会跟我们的教会怎么样。
Is there a sense of sexism that is prevalent?
我们还是有这种性别歧视的观念吗？
Do we treat our sisters in Christ any differently because she's a woman?
我们对我们族内的姐妹，我们有对她们不一样吗？因为她们是姐妹吗？
Now, I won't go as far as to say that this passage is Jesus advocating for women to be leaders, preachers, or teachers.
我并不是说耶稣在这段经文里头要求让姐妹成为教会的领袖，或者讲道，或者教导。
But I would say Jesus openly and publicly crushed those distorted views of society.
但是我可以说，耶稣在这里公开的把这个性别歧视的观念打破。
And the law simply because the person he is speaking to and addressing to is a woman.
因为他跟讲话的这位是一位妇人。
Jesus treated them differently than how society had treated them.
在那个时候，耶稣对这个妇人跟这个社会对这个妇人是不一样。
He was countercultural.
他是反对那个时候反文化的。
He showed love and respect and was engaged with her.
他对这个妇人很尊敬, 而且爱她。
He didn't allow society and its misconceptions to shape and mold him into a certain way.
耶稣并没有让那时候社会的观念来做一些和社会观念的事情。
He didn't allow to hinder him, to tie him down.
他并不让这个规律来捆绑他。
So that he was able to show and display his affection and love.
因为没有这个捆绑，所以他可以表现他的爱跟他的恩慈。
Shouldn't we do the same?
我们是不是也应该这样呢？
Finally, the last misconception I want to bring up is about worship.
最后一个误解我想谈的就是敬拜。
Now, in the postmodernist era,
在这个后现代主义,
society teaches us that whatever feels right, do it.
这个社会告诉我们, 你如果觉得对, 你就去做。
It's about our feelings and what's spiritual, not necessarily what is true.
告诉我们我们感觉怎么样就去做, 并不是告诉我们什么是真理。
And that's why we have this influx of mysticism and new age spirituality.
所以我们现在有很多的这种神秘的主义, 还有新时代的这种属灵和敬拜。
Society tells you just to do what's right.
社会就要告诉我们说, 就做你想做的事情。
What feels right.
你觉得对的事情。
Pluralism is a concept of worldview.
这个多元的文化是一个, 新的一个世界的观念。
That all religions are equal.
所有的宗教都一样。
And each share a part of the certain truth.
每一个宗教都有部分是真实的。
But there's no such thing as an absolute truth.
但是这个现代的观念是说没有绝对的真理。
Everything is based on emotions and one's subjection.
每一件事情都是你的主观的感觉跟你的情绪。
And that kind of reminds me of Jesus' conversation here with this woman.
耶稣跟这个妇人的对话告诉我们。
The woman here is talking about worship on a certain mountain.
这个妇人讲说我们是不是要在某一个特别的山上敬拜。
At a certain temple.
或者在某一个会堂里敬拜。
And in a certain way.
或者在某一种方式来敬拜。
She criticized the Jews and their way of worship.
他很不喜欢犹太人的方式敬拜的方式。
But in the end, Jesus corrects her.
最后耶稣, 更正他的想法,
saying, you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
你敬拜不是只要在这个山上或者在耶路撒冷。
The you here is kind of it's very tricky.
耶稣说这个你是有点, 奇怪的字。
Is the you in the second person singular?
这个你是指指那个妇人呢?
Meaning is Jesus only talking to this woman?
或者这个耶稣只是跟这个妇人讲这句话呢?
Or is it in the second person plural?
或者是复数的你?
Referring to many people.
是在告诉所有的人。
The answer to that is the latter, to many people.
这个答案是他的耶稣在跟所有的人讲话。
It is in the plural form.
它是一个复数的形式字。
But if that's the case, who are these people Jesus is referring to, hinting to?
如果是这样的话, 耶稣在跟哪些人讲话呢?
Is it the Jews?
是跟犹太人吗?
Is it the Samaritans?
是跟撒玛利亚人吗?
Or is it both?
或者是全部?
Now I believe the following verses answer that.
我想, 下面这段章节, 有这个答案。
Jesus is telling her, it doesn't matter if you're Jew, Samaritan, or Gentile.
耶稣说不管是犹太人、撒玛利亚人或者是外邦人。
But a true worshipper.
一个真正的敬拜的人。
A true worship, Jew, Samaritan, or Gentile.
不管你是犹太人、撒玛利亚人或者是外邦人。
They will worship in spirit and in truth.
他们用心灵诚实来敬拜。
So to combat societal norms.
耶稣要跟当时的观念来, 纠正跟当时的观念。
There is a solid truth in worship.
在敬拜中敬拜的时候有一个真理。
Or rather, there is truth in whom we worship.
或者是, 我们只是在敬拜是这件事情。
And that's in Jesus Christ our Lord.
这就是我们敬拜的对象是我们的神。
But we are to do it with who we are.
我们要用我们自己来敬拜。
We worship God in spirit, being who we are.
我们用我们的灵来敬拜。
It doesn't matter which mountain we worship on.
不管我们在哪一个山上敬拜。
It doesn't matter which temple we are worshiping at.
不管我们在哪一个会堂敬拜。
As long as our spirit is worshiping God, it doesn't matter what or where the place is.
如果我们真的是用我们的灵来敬拜神, 我们不管在哪里都可以敬拜。
It doesn't really matter how either.
不管是什么地方。
As long as it glorifies God and not people.
我们只要是荣耀神的名，而不是荣耀神人的名，这都是敬拜。
It doesn't have to be with trumpets like during King David's time.
不必像大卫王的时候有喇叭。
It doesn't have to be with a choir.
也不一定要有诗班。
It doesn't have to be with drums or guitars.
也不一定要有鼓或者有吉他。
It doesn't even have to be sung.
甚至不一定要有诗歌。
Now I'm not saying any of these things are wrong.
我不是说这些都不好。
What I'm saying is that worship isn't just contained in a building.
我说的是敬拜不是只在一个会堂里面。
It is meant to be lived.
这个敬拜是要活在我们心里。
Now I'm reminded that worship isn't just singing.
敬拜也不是只是唱歌。
It's a way of life.
应该是我们生活的一种方式。
Now I'm brought to the text in Ephesians 5.
在以弗所书第五章。
Verses 19 and 20.
19到20节
And it says this.
它上面说
Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord.
彼此对说，口唱心和赞美主。
Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. No, so how do you speak to each other in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs without singing all the time?
我们如何彼此对说口唱心和赞美主呢？
I believe it's the connection of living out what we sing.
我相信这是我们要活出我们在所唱的诗歌里头的事情。
There's a Christian band out there called Casting Crowns.
有一个基督教的乐队叫做 Casting Crowns.
Who sang a song called Life Song.
他们有一首歌叫生命之歌。
And I think it accurately depicts and portrays the lesson which Jesus is trying to convey or trying to teach here.
我想这首歌很精准地描述耶稣在这边告诉我们的事情。
It's not about how we worship.
并不是说我们如何来敬拜。
It's about who we worship and whether our worship is authentic and real to Him.
重要的是我们敬拜的对象，还有我们是不是用真实我们的心灵来敬拜。
It's also about whether we live it out in our daily actions and our daily lives.
同时也是我们在敬拜中我们又每天把它活出来。
Now worship isn't just going about going to church once or twice a week when we feel like it.
敬拜神并不是每这个礼拜到教会一两次。
It isn't just about giving money and allowing others to do all the work.
也不是我们只奉献让别人去做教会的事情。
It isn't just singing songs that make us feel so good about ourselves.
也不是只是唱诗歌让我们觉得很舒服。
It definitely isn't about sitting in the pew chairs.
绝对不是像大家坐在这里
criticizing and belittling the way people minister and worship.
批评或者看清这整个敬拜或者带领敬拜的人。
That's not what it's about.
这个不是我们要的。
It's about our lives getting involved in a way that brings others to God.
重要的是我们要用我们自己把别人带到主的面前。
Now, how do I know this?
我怎么知道呢？
On what premise am I making this argument?
我为什么这样子讲呢？
Look at the end of this chapter.
在第四章的最后面
and see how the story pans out.
我们看看这个故事最后变怎么样。
What happened to this woman?
这个妇人后来做了什么事呢？
Did she go home and secretly rejoice with newfound faith and joy?
她回到家，然后就很高兴自己在家里很高兴，她认识了主吗？
No, when Jesus met her and revealed himself to her,
当神向她，耶稣向她显现的时候
and taught her about worship,
告诉她如何敬拜
she worshipped him right then and there.
她就在那边向主敬拜。
With her new life, she went and told people about him.
当她得到这个新的生命以后，她去告诉所有的人。
She brought the village to Jesus.
她到城里去告诉所有的人。
She didn't care what they had thought of her.
她不在乎城里的人对她怎么想。
Most of us know what kind of lifestyle she was living.
在圣经里头告诉我们这个妇人的生活方式是怎么样。
And I bet most of us here would jump the gun, probably judge her and criticize her right away.
因为她有五个先生，现在第六个又不是她真的先生，我们一定会批评她这个人的生活方式不对。
But Jesus didn't.
但是耶稣并没有。
Sure, simply he stated the facts, but it doesn't necessarily mean he condemned or criticized her.
耶稣只把这个事实讲出来，但是耶稣并没有批评她。
And she was so touched by Jesus.
她受到很大的感动。
She didn't care what the townspeople were saying about her, what they thought of her.
她不在乎这城里的人对她有什么想法。
Because she boldly went and told the village about Jesus.
她回到城里就告诉全城人她遇见了耶稣。
Why?
为什么?
Because she met the Lord.
因为她受到主的感动。
Her life was changed.
她的生命改变。
And with her life, she worshipped him at that very moment.
因为他生命的改变，他在那个时刻他就敬拜他的神。
That is why Jesus had to go through Samaria.
这就是为什么耶稣要去撒玛利亚。
And I just love this part.
我非常喜欢这一部分。
It said that many of the Samaritans from the town believed in him because of the woman's testimony.
圣经上说，在城里的很多人因为这个妇人的见证就信了主。
Never judge a book by its cover.
我们绝对不要以貌取人。
This woman, this sinner, this Samaritan, this woman whom we would be so quick to judge and criticize.
这个妇人，我们看到这个故事，我们就去批评的妇人。
Brought so many people to Christ.
她带领了很多人信主。
God always used the broken.
神总是会拣选破碎的。
And the least expected for His glory.
最不可能来彰显他的荣耀。
Society tells us how we should worship and what to worship.
我们这个社会或者我们的周围的人告诉我们，我们要如何的敬拜，什么时候来敬拜。
Sometimes we do that within our little churches.
有时候我们就在我们教会里头敬拜。
Look at the different ways we worship.
看看我们敬拜有很多不同的方式。
And how sometimes we fight and bicker on how we should.
有的时候我们会有争执，说敬拜的方式到底应该是什么样。
What a misconception that ties us down.
想想看，这是多么的一个对误解，让我们把受到捆绑。
Worship isn't about the practicality of music.
敬拜并不是光是音乐。
It is the effectiveness of a changed life in Christ.
敬拜是我们如何在主里改变我们的生活方式。
What are we doing to worship God today?
我们应该怎么样敬拜神呢？
If you're not, in what capacity and ways can you serve God?
我们应该在什么样的情况，我们如何来服侍神呢？
And let people know about our amazing God.
我们如何来服侍神，让我们周围的人知道神是多么的奇妙。
How can we find ways to bring our testimony to people who do not know Him?
我们如何把我们亲身的经验对不信主的人做见证。
In our church, in what areas can we serve one another and worship Him in those areas?
在我们的教会里，我们如何来服侍主，我们如何来敬拜主。
I know in the children ministry, they're always looking for help.
我知道儿童部门时常需要帮手。
Maybe that's an area where we can serve God, worship God through serving these kids.
也许我们可以从服侍这些孩童开始。
I always tell the youth, our lives are not our own.
我常常告诉我们的年轻人，我们的生命并不属于我们自己。
Our lives essentially belong to God.
我们的生命是属于。
To bring Him glory.
我们要荣耀主的名。
And by doing so, we live our lives in serving Him through our daily actions and interactions with others.
我们为了要荣耀主的名，我们每天的生活应该是以服侍主、以荣耀主来做中心。
It's about the relationships.
这主要的是我们跟神的关系。
Just like the book of the Gospel of John teaches.
就像约翰福音告诉我们的。
Because Jesus is all about relationships.
因为耶稣重视的就是。
And how we relate with people and love them.
耶稣重视的就是我们跟神的关系和我们人跟人的关系。
So Jesus had to go through Samaria because it was necessary.
所以耶稣必须要去撒玛利亚，这是因为他必须要去。
And the reasons now should be obvious to us.
我们现在看到这个原因是非常明显。
Misconception one.
第一个误解。
Tackle racism. Treat others with equality, not by the color of their skin or anything, but because of the love of God in us.
他要打破这个种族歧视的误解，我们要对不同肤色、不同种族、不同族群的人都要跟他对他们一样的好。
Misconception number two.
第二个误解。
Sexism and prejudices.
这个对性别歧视还有对人的偏见。
Don't let what society tells us how we should treat people. We should treat people and how by the way God treats us.
不要让社会、让我们的世界告诉我们如何跟对待别人，我们应该要像神如何对待我们一样来对待别人。
And worship, that's the misconception number three.
第三个误解就是对敬拜的误解。
Worship the truth, who is Jesus Christ.
我们要敬拜真正的主，我们的耶稣基督。
With all that you are.
用我们自己的心灵来敬拜。
With your life.
用我们的生命来敬拜。
With your voice.
用我们的声音来敬拜。
With everything that you are.
用我们所有的全人来敬拜。
So don't let society tell us how we should do things.
不要让这个世界影响我们。
Don't let the rules of the world weigh us down.
不要让这世界的规则把我们拖累。
Don't let the teachings of society drive us to be complacent and hindering us from worshiping God.
不要让这些我们自以为是的观念来阻碍我们敬拜神。
Don't let these misconceptions shackle us to be all that we can be and who God is in us.
不要让这些误解、让这些偏见来成为我们捆绑了神在我们身上的旨意。
Because our lives are not our own.
因为我们的生命不是属于自己的。
It is for God and to bring Him glory.
我们的生命 是神的，我们是要荣耀神的来过这个生命。
Let me close in prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, I do pray.
所以我们祷告。
That as you have set an example for us here in this passage.
你在这个经文里头，你自己做了一个很好的例子。
That you would break and tear down these misconceptions.
你要打破这些不同的错误的观念。
And help us love others.
我们如何让我们来互相的彼此相爱。
Not because they're rich.
不光是富人。
Or poor.
穷人。
Woman.
不管是妇女。
Or man.
或者是男人。
Whether we worship at this church or another church.
不管我们在这个教会敬拜或者别的教会敬拜。
Lord, help us love everyone equally.
神，求你帮助我们对每一个人都一样爱他们。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。